fun because it's a self-directed creative task that you choose to do yourself. You no one tells you what to do next. You don't ask permission. You don't ask the teacher if you're allowed to do a 360. You just get on and do it. It's intrinsically motivating. You don't do skateboarding for a certificate or a prize or an A+, or even a pat on the back. You do it because it's fun in the moment, right now, today. And also, you can tell how well you're doing, and you can challenge yourself constantly to do better. So skateboarding is fun. Lessons for skateboarding would be crap, because the teachers would say what to do and all the rest of it. So we don't do skateboarding lessons. But actually, a lot of science lessons are like skateboarding lessons would be, because we'd always say, do this, do that. Co-construction makes more lessons a bit more like skateboarding. Three specific examples I want to show you. Physics, RE, and ICT, so that to show you this applies across different things. These are my physics students, and I'm in the middle of teaching GCSE physics. I mean, it's year 11 now, so we're sort of two-thirds of the way through. At the start of the course, we gave out the syllabus, and a bit like the person said earlier, we sort of said, what do we already know? And we crossed loads of stuff out. And then we said, what should we do next? We had a big discussion about what they'd like to learn first, what we do next after that. And we mapped out roughly kind of what we thought was a sensible order through the course. And we then gave teams to each of those topics. And so at the moment, I'm working with some boys. We just finished actually doing a section on motors and generators. And in that section, they taught all the lessons. They put the stuff on. They went to the technician. They organised the equipment. They organised the practicals. They set homework. They took the books in and marked them and gave them back. I do nothing. So here you've got some guys doing the standard ticker tape diamond demonstration. They're an expert at that, so in the lesson they're helping the other guys do it. This is George giving back the books that he's just marked. And this is a bit of standard sort of teaching going through a question at the front. And this is me with them planning lessons. They actually do sort of proper plans. And a couple of weeks ago, a real gem student, he came to see me in my office because he was a bit worried about what we were doing that day. And he said, sir, can you take the lesson today? Because we're not sure if we're quite ready. And then he was asking me if I would help him teach his class. And that's the kind of relationship we have. So we're really working closely together. It's very exciting. This was sort of the icing on the cake for me. A few weeks ago, at the beginning of the course, I was saying, gosh, exam's coming up. We've got to make sure we cover everything because, you know, exams are like that. You've got to get through the syllabus. It's a bit of a nightmare. So the next day, he gave me this. And it was all the topics. These are all the lessons. And he just said, why don't we do it like this? This will work. He's 15. And now this is Taran's plan. So because it was so awesome, we just write, it's Taran's plan. And today we were, whatever the day is, 11, go over test. We didn't actually do that because we didn't do a test. We agreed that wasn't needed. But next week we're going to atoms and radiation. That's what we're doing. And it's not that rigid. We do discuss it, but it gives everyone a sense of where we're going. And so the team coming up for after Christmas are doing nuclear fusion and stars, and they're getting ready to teach those lessons and lead the learning. It's very exciting, and they feel this ownership of the whole process. In RE, we've been doing it across the school. This is a lesson plan written by these boys in Year 7. They know the learning objectives. This is a unit on Christianity. So early on, the teacher is getting them to... They had a discussion about the sort of things they'd like to learn and then what the assessment objectives might be at the end, and they've planned lessons each. This is their plan. This is an example of a lesson plan written by boys in Year 7. This is a website a group of them made to teach their lesson, Welcome to Embracing Christianity. Notice that it's also from the award-winning creators of Embracing Islam. because they know their stuff. On this tab here, there was an online homework where the students had to go and they had a set of tasks to do for homework. They love setting each other homework, and they love giving the homework back after they've marked it. They set the task and they give it back, and they do it so well, they know what to do. And so there we go. We do this in RE. And we also have this thing called Project 9, where we have students. I'll just show you the photograph of it happening. We have students... This is all students in a room where we have boys in Year 9 being taught a series of ICT modules by kids in Year 10 to 13. These are the ones we ran a couple of years back, actually. I haven't updated the slide. But these are the sort of things that they decide they want to learn, and then we get students to teach them. The whole thing is run by students, boys in Year 13 and girls. They select the student teachers, who are these guys. They write a unit that they deliver, and we do about 10 hours of ICT in this for Year 9. This is... It's very exciting. The students have decided the curriculum that they want to learn, and they are teaching it to each other. This is a girl teaching this boy how to program in Python to make games for Android apps. None of the teachers in the school know how to do that. So the only reason it happens is because the kids can teach each other. As part of a culture in the school, we have a school newspaper, which is entirely student-run. There are no teachers involved. They don't censor it or anything. They just write what they like. And so it's part of a culture in the school where we're saying, over to you guys, do it, take a risk, and see what happens. British Museum Project, I just want to mention this. I got an email earlier today. I just want to read this out. A boy in my class sent me this email this earlier. I just got to read it out because it makes me laugh. Adam, dear Mr. Sherrington, unfortunately my link became corrupted, so I have a new one. Many apologies for the inconvenience. And it's a link to his project that he did for our British Museum Project, which he's just, that all the kids in Year 7 have to go to the British Museum with their parents, which is free, between the summer and Christmas. And they make a project of any kind. And the videos that they make are wonderful. And it's part of I'm just going to finish. It's things like this where the students are encouraged in lots of ways to make choices about what they do and how. We just say, go to the museum and do a project. It's that open. And the things we get back are fantastic because we don't tell them what we're expecting. And this one I just got from Adam. I looked at it, this YouTube video of his project is sensational. I've never seen anything like it. So there we go. It's like going on a ripstick. It's scary, a little bit dangerous, but unless you push off with enough energy and commitment to begin with, it's never going to work. So you just have to have a go, and it'll come. There we go. Rainforest. Thank you.
And if you haven't checked out Tom's blog, which is at headguruteacher.com, I think, is it co.uk.com?
Just com, yeah.
Okay, it's a fantastic read, and it was nominated.